About 3 years ago, the two agencies released a plan to dredge PCBs out of the Fox River and dispose of them. Now, the Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Natural Resources say some PCBs can be safely left in the river and capped over. Jim Honenberg is a project manager with the EPA. He says the new plan would end up with the river being just as clean as was proposed earlier. It'll be done in 9 years instead of 15, and it'll cost $190 million less.
If there's something that is equally protective and meets all the other criteria, then you know, cost effectiveness is a consideration.
But a northeastern Wisconsin environmental group calls the new proposal a giant step backward. Becky Caters is executive director with the Clean Water Action Council.
We've had 3.5 years now of secret closed-door meetings between the corporations, the EPA and DNR. We asked several times to have our technical advisor allowed at those meetings to at least be an observer of the discussions, and we were shut out.
The proposed modification plan is open for public comment. A public hearing has been scheduled for December 5th. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.